Good with Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksavis Bavli, Daf Pei Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, at the last line, foot of the page, Rabbi Hillel. Rabbi Hillel Bar Pazi Bar Koimi Rabbi Yosi, Mochohu Umesehi. Rabbi Hillel Bar Pazi asked Rabbi Yosi, if he sold his wife's property and then she died, what's the law? Amaloi, which is in Mochoi, bottle, La Venche Mocha Bachaye Oviv Umes Oviv. Rabbi Yosi answered, his sale is bottle, it's like a son who sold his father's property during his father's lifetime, and then his father died. One cannot sell what is not in our own possession. Mochra hi umesa hu, if she sold her property and then he died, what's the law? Amalei mochakayim la'av shem mochal b'chaye b'noi umes b'noi. The Yosi answered, her sale is fulfilled because it's like a father who sold his son's property in his son's lifetime, and then his son died. Case is that the son gave the property to his father for a gift, the field is now and the payoff after death. They should now say, because the next line and a half is removed now and put later on, Tani ha'ime, yenasnu nechsai leploini, meis ploini, leploini, meis ploini, leploini, should say, meis orishoin, yenasnu lesheni, meis lesheni, yenasnu leshlishi. The vice says, if one said, give my property to ploini, and if ploini dies, to Pliny, another person, and if Pliny dies, to Pliny. If the first dies, it's given to the second. If the second dies, it's given to the third. Meis Hasheni b'chayi rishon, mekiven shelozocha b'hen Hasheni, lozocha b'hen Hashlishi. If the second died in the first one's lifetime, since the second did not acquire, the third did not acquire. Amalei kach pirush b'hoisha avi amishnah achrov l'Pliny v'achrov l'Pliny. Rabbi Yoina says that, so explained b'hoisha, the father, the master of Mishnah, after the first to Pliny and after him to Pliny, the first acquires the field itself and Pyrrhus, so if the second died before him, after the first dies, it goes to his heirs. However, if he said, if Pliny dies to Pliny, etc., the first acquires only Pyrrhus, so if the second died in the first one's lifetime, after the first died, then it returns to the giver's heirs. Ilo ama meis ha-shlishi v'chai sheni v'ken shu lezocha behen ha-sheni lezocha ha-yoshim yeus Ashkechas ama achrov l'pleini, achrov l'pleini. And the Gemara objects, had it said, if the third died in the second's lifetime, since the second did not acquire, the heirs of the third did not acquire, it would be proper to say that it discusses after him to Pliny and after him to Pliny. However, it did not teach this. Rather, he said, if he dies, he was makne only the peiros, so if the second died in the first one's lifetime, after the first died, it returns to the giver's heirs. Tani harishoin meiche karka v'lekech peiros divei Rebbe. The Bais says, Rebbe says that the first who received peiros may sell the land and buy peiros. Rishim Gamliel aimer, ein lo yela achilas peiros bovad. Rishim Gamliel says he has rights only to eat the peiros, he cannot sell the land. Chizki omer halacha k'at Rebbe, Chizki says the halacha follows Rebbe, that he may sell even the field, the guf, the field itself, in order to eat. And I should now say, Amar Rabbanai moide Rebbe she'ein Rabbi Yonah says that Rabbi agreed that he may not give it for a gift of a shrimira, a person on his deathbed, because it acquires only after death, and the giver stipulated the next recipient acquire after death. Now I should say, Rabbi Chia bar Marye by Koimi Rabbi Yonah, Macho Labala Mahu. Rabbi Chia bar Marye asked in front of Rabbi Yonah, if one gave a gift to a woman and said, after you to Pliny, and she sold to her husband, what's the law? I should say, Amalei, Ma min ma da amr chizki halacha ke Rebbe hada amr, I should say mocha mocha. Rabbi Yonah answered that since chizki says the halacha follows Rebbe, this teaches that her sale is a valid sale. Amr Rabbi Mana, claim Rabbi Yosi, v'hada isha mekan shem adonai se al baila loy kemanas shchemirahi. Rabbi Mana, in front of Rabbi Yosi, said that, and this woman who sold to her husband, since her husband must feed her, she didn't sell it in order to receive money for it, rather, is it not like Matnas Shchimira, a gift of someone on the deathbed, so he will get it after her death, and not Pliny. Amalei, Mezonosea, Albaila, Karoila, Machol, Mashach, Mumelach, Vihibaya, Mezabno, Amechotan Goylem. Rabbi Yosi rejects that her husband must feed her like it's proper for her, meaning with bread with oil and salt, she wants to sell it and eat chickens. Hada Amma, Shimbikesh, Arishoin, Mezabno, Amechotan Goylem, Yizabin. We can infer that if the first man wanted to sell it and eat chickens, he may sell. One might have thought that he can sell only for an absolute need, with Yosi teaches that he can even sell for extra food. Amav Yaakov Bar Acha Tani Tamon Kvua Kubazoinoseha Kmadat Alma Tamon Meicha Kalka Velikech Mazoinos Avacha Meicha Kalka Velikech Kvua. Yaakov Bar Acha said it was taught there, burial is like her food, just like you say that he sells land and buys food, also he sells land and buys needs of burial. Amav Yosi Vilain de Chasvin and Misas de Leibonin Yehe Medale Chazaleve the base Avia Tanai Mamon Hu Vatanai Kayim. Rabbi Yossi said that those who write to the woman in a document before the marriage, if you will die without children, all her dowry will return to her father's house, is a mandatory Tanai, and a mandatory Tanai is fulfilled. We come out to the next Mishnah. Misha Meif Vehenich Ishtoi Ubalchei Vyoshim Vayole Pikodin Oi Milva Vyad Achirim Vyetafanayme Yenasnu Lakoshel Shibahem. Vyetafan says that if Levi died, leaving a widow, a creditor, and heirs, and someone else had a deposit from Levi or owed a loan to him, it's given to the weakest of them, means among the widow, creditor, and heirs. They can all discuss who is the weakest. Normally, there's no lien on inherited metaltalim, movable objects, to pay a ksiva or debt. Here it's different because they are not in the heirs' rishus. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Ein Rachmin Medin, Ela Yenasnu LeYoshim Shekulam Tzrichim Shvua, Vein HaYoshim Tzrichim Shvua. Rabbi Akiva said, we don't show mercy in judgment, rather, the heirs get it, since a widow or creditor collects only with a shura, but heirs do not need to make a shura. The Gemara says, Rav Yosi bar Chanina amar lekoshel sheba Yosav kagoin milva be'edim or milva b'shtar yinasna milva be'edim. Rav Yosi ben Chanina says that it's given to the one who has the weakest proof, means if there are two creditors, and one has a loan for witnesses and one has a loan for a document, it's given to the loan with witnesses. Rav Yochan amar lekoshel begufei. Rabbi Yochanan says it's given to the one who has the weakest body, means the woman, it's hard for her to pursue buyers in Beis Din. The Gemara asks, well, think about it, if the one who has the weaker body was rich, like these people of Ba and Joy, do they have precedence? They have more ability to take from buyers than other people do. Rabbi Acha answers, it's given to the one who has the weaker body and his poor. Ka'ada kuvte de Rebbe, she says, Shimon ba'aba, Yavula misham koshal, Aisiv Shimon bin Lokish, Avdoi de Yudan, Asiya, va'apik mina. It's like the relative of Rabbi Shimon bin Abba, they gave to her due to weakness, like Rabbi Taufan said, Rish Lokish bought the slaves of Yudan Hanasi and took from her, like Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Yochanan hava mistamech al Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, amalei ma na'aseh ba'isa hania. Rabbi Yochanan was going on the shoulders of Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan said, what happened to that poor relative of yours? Amalei aisi Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish avdui Rabbi Yudan nesaya va'apik mina. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba said that Rish Lokish bought the slaves of Yudan Hanasi and took from her. Vayafin na'aseh. Rabbi Yochanan said, did he do properly? Once they ruled, he should not have reversed the ruling. Rabbi Yirmiyah said in front of Rabbi Zeira, will we say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like he taught elsewhere and Rish Lakish holds like he taught elsewhere? This palgun hakol meidin sheim tov b'shikul adas sheim machzirin v'divrei Torah machzirin. They argued about retraction. All agree that if a judge erred in about shikul adas where there's no clear ruling, but the sugya seems to favor one opinion and the judge ruled like that opinion, we don't retract the ruling. If you heard about something explicit in the Torah, all agree that we do retract. Ma pligin betos mishnah shuv yochan omar betos mishnah shisei kashikul adas. What do they argue about? A mistake of a mishnah, a clear ruling, but it's not explicit in the Torah. Rav Yochanan holds that a mistake of a mishnah is like a mistake of shikul adas. Rav Shimon ben Lakish omar betos mishnah dvar Torah. But Rav Lakish holds that a mistake of mishnah is like a mistake of the Torah. He tos mishnah, he tos the kainim. A mistake of Mishnah is like a mistake of the Chachamim, the Amoraim. Ask the Gemara, think about it. Rabbi Akiva says that the heirs get it, for they are exempt from Ashura. What would he say in a case that also the widow or creditor is exempt from Ashura? For example, the loan wasn't due until after death, or the borrower admitted at the time of death, or he died when he was in excommunication for refusal to pay. The answer is the heirs get it because this inheritance is Torah law, and this means the widow or creditor collecting from the heirs is not a Torah law. We come now to the next Mishnah. Hiniach peiros hatrushim in hakarka kol hakodem bohem zocha. If he left detached peiros, whoever seizes them first merited to keep them. Zochsa isha yoseh al ksibasa, ubal chov yoseh al chovoi, If the widow sees more than her ksuba, or the creditor sees more than his debt, the excess, the Talmud says, is given to the weakest of them. Where the Bekiva says, we don't show mercy in judgment, rather the heirs get it, since all need a shua to collect, the heirs do not need a shua. And the Gemara says, Rav Rishon ben Lakish trehoin amrin, v'tzibuin v'suki aval im tzavon v'beisoi zochar lai beisoi. Rav and Rish Lakish both said that we're discussing payers gathered in Rishus HaRabim, but if they're gathered in one's house, his house acquires for him, means to the owner of the house. Rav Yochanan omar v'afidu tzibuin, tzibuin v'seich beisoi lai zochar lai beisoi to have a sava de inun didei v'leis inun didei. Rav Yochanan said that even if they are gathered in his house did not acquire for him, because he thought that they're his, and in fact they're not his. And the Gemara asks, when does the Baal HaBayis acquire his payos in Shvi'is that the Aniyim may no longer take them? Rabbi Yirmiyah answered that it's from when he puts them in his kelim. And Rabbi Yosi, afilu nasam lasich kelav, lo zachah behem, da habasav ha-meima de'inun didei ve'leis inun didei. Rabbi Yosi rejects that because even if he put them in his kelim, he didn't acquire them because he thought that they're his, but they are not his.